Thanks again, John. As we are halfway towards 2030, which is when the SDGs framework is due to end, we thought it would be a good time this year to do a stock take on where we are with the transport-related SDGs. At previous sessions of WP6, we've heard from other custodian agencies and partner agencies for the global transport SDG indicators like World Health Organization, UN Habitat, and UNCTAD, and their monitoring of those indicators at the global level. We're taking a slightly different approach today, and that's not our focus. We will cover some of the monitoring of the global indicators done by UNECE through the data that you provide to us in the Common Questionnaire, and as well as our Road Accident Statistics Questionnaire. But something that we haven't well covered in previous years is monitoring of the SDGs at a national level. The SDGs are set at the global level, but they are to be achieved at the national level. And so country buy-in and ownership through national initiatives is to be encouraged. And so today we have examples from countries on the national indicators that they have chosen for their own circumstances, and hopefully a discussion around different approaches to monitoring sustainable transport. I'm sure you will see in these presentations similarities that are followed in your countries as well as differences, and I hope that's a useful discussion that we can have. So that's the global level and the national levels, but in addition to that, we have proposals today to choose some additional indicators that we think would be appropriate for the UNECE to monitor sustainable transport at the regional level. And so we're keen to hear an exchange of views on this. To introduce this item, we have a recap on the SDG process in general and details on how national indicators can be chosen. And so for this, we have Jonathan Gessendorfer, who works in UNECE Statistics, and he'll give us an update on some of their activities, including the second edition of the roadmap for statistics for SDGs.